producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Because otherwise it'll be too late. I'm Dr. Patty. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, Patty. How are you?
Good, I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, well, I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I'm wondering how much is appropriate for us to talk about sex. She's made some references that she knows what it is, and I said, listen, anytime you have questions, you know, I want you to be able to come to me. I want, you know, for sure ask me. And she said, fine, Mom, what's sex? And so she kind of called my bluff, and I didn't really know how to respond. I mean, she's smart, and
well,
you know,
do you know what that means? I assume you do.
Well,
so you tell her.
She says that she does, and I, you know what, and I thought, God, I should get a book or something. I really
yep.
don't.
Okay.
I have a babysitter who isn't married, and she's pregnant right now, and she hasn't really told anybody, and I thought, gosh, I don't even know what to tell her about that.
All right, let's go through it a little bit at a time. First of all, I'm a great proponent of talking with kids about sex from the time they're two on. Not so much for them, because they don't really care. They care about the sound of your voice. But so you get in the habit of talking to someone who's not going to ask a whole lot of questions. Because a 9-year-old certainly is going to be sexually aware. Presumably she is not sexually active, but if you wait till you think your kid is sexually active, I guarantee you're going to wait too long. Just, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, there's a great book called by Peter Mayle. I didn't make this up. M-A-Y-L-E. Called Where Do Babies Come From? And it's very specific. It basically has Pillsbury Dough people with pubic hair, so I'm very much a fan of it. You can find it in every place, and it's a very helpful one.
Okay.
And your kid, I guarantee, is going to roll her eyes at you and say, come on, Mom. Doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what they know. They don't know what they don't know. So just go through it together. Asking your kid to ask questions, I mean, she already tripped you up, but whenever anybody asks me a question I think it's kind of embarrassing, I'd say, what do you think it is? It's because she probably knows. And it's a legitimate question because kids her age are actually talking about it because they have older brothers and sisters. And either the girls are talking about it because it's something, I mean, for all the reasons girls talk about it, and we know why the guys are talking about it. But I think that you answer the question straightforwardly and honestly. And understand that the reason it's so difficult to talk about sex with our kids is because we're sexual. And we're sort of terrified that they're going to ask us about our sex life, which I think is none of their business. I don't think you have to tell your kid what you and daddy are doing. I think you have to answer her questions honestly. And certainly one of the ways of at least buying yourself a little time is saying, what do you think it means? Which isn't a terrible idea. We're talking with Patty, who's asking a really important question about her, well, and her daughter's asking really important questions, too, about sex. And as I said, I think if you have younger children, Patty, that it never hurts to start early. Again, not so much because they need the information, but because you need the practice. I started talking with my kid about sex literally before probably when she was 6 months old. And so by the time she was actually asking relevant questions, the blush had moved from my cheeks because I'm just sort of used to talking with her about it. With respect to your daughter and asking the questions, I think kids need to know a bunch of things. They need to know relevant terms. They need to know slang terms sometimes because if you don't tell them, they're going to get information from their friends and from their friends' brothers and sisters and from dirty jokes. And so they're going to have a whole lot of misinformation. And I remember a couple of years ago I was giving a talk at a college. College, right? So these are minimum 18, 19-year-olds going up to whatever. And the misinformation they had about sex was staggering. So assuming that your kid knows anything about sex is always a mistake, and I think the reason we assume it is because we just don't want to talk with them about it. So talking with them early, talking about legitimate official terms, talking about slang terms, talking about birth control. And the assumption sometimes parents make is if I talk to them about birth control, they think I'm giving them permission to have sex. And it turns out that the opposite is actually true, that every study ever done says the more kids know about sex, the less likely they are to have sex and the longer they wait. So is there something specific in addition to your daughter asking her little rude question? And I'd ask her what she thinks it is, and then you can kind of amend or correct or agree that she's exactly on the money.
Okay, so you don't think that being in third grade is too young to talk about birth control? And
nope, because I'll tell you what third graders know about. They know about penises. They know about vaginas, mm-hmm. whether or not they know the term. They know about AIDS. They know about unwanted pregnancy. Why should they not know about how you take care of yourself? We tell our kids to look both ways before they cross the street. We tell them about the danger of alcohol. We tell them about all sorts of things that presumably they don't even care about for a while, and they're probably going to experiment with anyway. Why would we not give them the same information about sex, which we know they're all going to do at some point, and they're going to do it well before we're ready for them to talk about it? And there's no kid in the history of the world who's ever gone to their mom and said, I'm thinking about having sex tonight. What do I do? It's not going to happen. So if they have that information, do I think your daughter is sexual at 9? No, I don't. Do I think she's going to be sexual anytime soon? I certainly hope not. But the average age of first sexual experience for both boys and girls in the United States right now is between 11 and 12.
No,
do not wait till she's 11 or 12. But and if she knows about it now, by the time it's relevant to her, which will hopefully be significantly past 11 or 12, it becomes old hat. She knows about it. It's been integrated into her knowledge base. So I think you tell them early and you tell them often, and we know conclusively from all the research that it tends to offset. If nothing else, if mom can talk about it, how interesting can it be? Not very. Mm-hmm. And what we do when we are embarrassed about it, and when we treat it as something that's taboo or something that somebody does to us, or something that women only talk to girls about and men only talk to boys about, we make it kind of a dirty joke, and we make it that we make it forbidden fruit, which everybody knows makes it much more attractive than if we're just straightforward about it.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go get that book. Thank you so much.
Go get the book. All righty?
I will.
All right, Patty. Thanks for your question, because it's it really is a relevant question. I remember when I was in Boston, and I think it was one of the first TV things I did. Someone called up and said, "Would I come on and talk about on the morning show?" And about sex, and could I bring some kids and some adults? So I had to call in. I mean, I will never bring patients and wouldn't then either, but I called some friends and said, hey, you want to do television? You want to come and talk about sex and your kids and whatever? And most of my friends thought that was kind of groovy. And without exception, all of them said, when I called them, I said, will you come on the air with me and talk about sex education and kids and whatever? And without exception, all of them said, oh, my kid isn't sexual yet. Well, I knew at least half of those parents had kids who were sexual because the kids had come to me about it. So, I mean, the idea that well, if I don't talk with my kids about it, I'll stick my head in the sand. If I don't talk about it, if I don't acknowledge it, then it's not happening. Wrong. And for something that is as basic, and do I think a kid's life is going to be ruined by smoking a cigarette? No. Do I think a kid's life is going to be ruined by smoking pot once or twice? No. Do I think it's stupid? Yeah. Do I think a kid's life can be ruined by having sex, unprotected sex? Yeah. It's called pregnancy. It's called sexually transmitted diseases. So, yeah, if we're talking about threats to the welfare and general well-being of our kid, do talk with them about alcohol. Do talk with them about smoking. Do talk with them about drugs. But for heaven's sakes, you still have to talk to them about sex. Because that's what, for sure, every kid at some point is very likely to do and certainly going to be curious about. And if they're not getting stable, straightforward information from you, where are they going to get it? And it's not that sex should be scary. Sex should be, this is something that's an adult behavior. The hard part about sex is not that you're physically naked. The hard part about sex is that you're psychologically naked, and you have to figure out what part of yourself to share and what part of yourself not to share, and when it's going to be comfortable, and making sure that this is something you want to do, not something that somebody's trying to convince you to do. We need to have that conversation before we think they're ready, because otherwise it's going to be too late. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we've got a couple things here. First of all, I know we've got a bunch of new stations, so welcome. If you have any questions about what I'm doing or how I do it, certainly feel free to call. The whole deal here is that I'm a licensed clinical psychologist, and I'm here to help you in any way I can. It doesn't get a whole lot more complicated than that. I'm on the air every day, noon to 3, and I'll answer any questions that I possibly can. so that gets me to issue number two, which is a while ago, several months ago, I put up something that said, you know, tell me what you'd like me to talk about, because, you know, that people can't always call when I'm on the air to do it live. And so I thought, well, you know, if people respond, there were like, you know, a bunch of responses. But it was a while ago, and Facebook apparently eats the stuff after a while, which is perfectly legitimate. I'm sure it's stored somewhere that if you or I said something embarrassing, it would be there forever. But we thought we'd put it up again, not because of anything other than we've got a whole bunch of new stations and new listeners who may not have had an opportunity to respond, number one. And number two, so that we have a kind of a fresh supply of it. So that would be a good thing to do, just, you know, with the topics you'd like me to talk about. And people came up with great, great options here. All righty. So I caught something in the paper yesterday. That said, all right, I'll ask you, because Shane didn't help me on this one, so, ha-ha. All right, Shane, if you had to think, who are there more married people in the United States right now or single people?
I would guess more single people.
Based on what, just the question?
I think that with kind of the changing dynamics between men and women, with you know, school and career taking precedence over the family nowadays, my guess would be that there's more single people. I don't know.
You're right. And it's the first time in American history that's ever happened before.
Yeah.
So there you go. Where would you guess the number, the number three city is in terms of singles?
Number three city. Well, you've got to have New York, L.A. up on top of the list, right?
New York turns out to be third.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was surprised it was that high.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if it tells us actually which city is number one. It says that New York feels like it's full of single people, because it is. 50.2% of the population over the age of 16 is not single.
Wow.
New York came at three. Third population. It's not you. 27 wrong reasons why you're single. They're saying I can't believe that it would actually, a newspaper article would be that sloppy about not saying what was number one and two.
Yeah.
I would guess that that L.A. might be number one, and I would guess, I'd guess San Francisco is number one.
That's what I was going to say too.
San Francisco number one, and I would guess probably D.C. number two.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Why would you say that?
Because there's such a huge number of young people there who are there and work long hours.
You know. Yeah, sure.
They're saying that 55.4% of the city is the largest population of singles.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Ah, wow. Okay.
In fact, we should probably Google to see city was number one and number two.
Okay, yep, I just found them here right now. San Francisco is number one. We were correct about that.
We got that one right.
Yep. This one actually has New York as number two. This one that I'm looking at on Huffington Post.
What do they have number three?
Washington, D.C., you were correct.
Ha!
Yeah, very good.
Me being a sociologist really does work.
Yeah.
There we go.
Let's see. My city is number seven on here. So pretty far up the list too, but
let's do the top ten. There you go.
Yeah, sure. After Washington D.C., we've got Boston at number four, and that makes sense. All the colleges, right?
Yeah.
Seattle is number five.
Not terribly surprising. Young person city. Microsoft.
Sure. This one might kind of surprise you though a little bit. Philadelphia is number six.
I wouldn't have put Philadelphia.
Yeah, that surprises me. And then, of course, the Twin Cities, as I said, is number seven.
Oh, now why that?
You know, that's surprising to me, too. I'm not sure why that...
When I think of Twin Cities, I think kind of as suburban married, but...
Yeah, very Midwestern and that sort of thing. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I know we do have a kind of influx of young people with tech careers and that sort of thing. So, you know, I don't know if that...
Maybe.
Yeah. And then we have Portland, Oregon, which actually doesn't surprise me either, at number 8. Jersey City, New Jersey is number 9.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah. You know why? Because it's close to New York and cheaper.
Right. Sure. Yeah. And then the one that I figured would be way higher up the list but isn't is Chicago, Illinois at 10.
So L.A. isn't even on the list.
No, actually it's not. Isn't that surprising? Yeah, and now that you mention that, it's not here. Wow.
There you go.
Interesting.
Well, there. All right. So one of the things I thought we'd put up on the Internet is saying... what's the best thing, if you could be single or married, why would you be which for when? I mean, you know, which, if you could be, somebody asked me the question, if you could live in any city you wanted to live, mm-hmm. where would you live and why? So we're sort of, if you could live in either the married state or the single state, we're not talking state of the union, right? That's a pun, isn't it? We're talking emotional state, marital state. If you could live either married or single, what would you do and why? Because we've asked before, what's the best part about being married and best part about being single? But those are kind of predictable.
Mm-hmm.
But if and also make sure you put in your response whether you are currently married or single.
Right. Okay. Oh yeah, I'll toss that up there and see what people have to say. This is going to be interesting.
We'll probably get to it mostly tomorrow because people sometimes respond very quickly and sometimes don't. But I thought it was interesting that the United States as a whole, because we think of this as being, the typical American family is most of the population, and clearly it's not anymore. That most people, the majority, not the vast majority, but the majority of people are in fact single.
Do you suppose rising divorce rates are factoring into this?
Well, the divorce rate
too?
Really is stayed relatively constant. It's right, sort of fluctuates plus and minus a tiny percentage at right around 50%.
Okay, interesting.
So doesn't seem to be the issue. Presumably, if anything, you'd expect that it to go down a little bit because of gay marriage being legal in some states. That, that gay marriage
only
counts as marriage.
That's a good point.
Of course it does. So there's 13 to 16% of the population that now is able to marry if they choose to, legally. So you'd think that maybe it would go up a little bit, but apparently it hasn't, although this may be an older statistic, so it may not have quite caught up with the statistic yet, because, census data tends to be about a year at least behind. So we may see a change, because just over 50%, still an interesting phenomenon. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a terrific idea. We've got about 20-some minutes or so left. We've got my favorite time of year just a couple of days away. This weekend marks the vernal equinox, which we love. I never remember. I think it's at the vernal equinox where you can do the egg trick. You can take a raw egg and put it on its axis and it stays straight up.
I think I've heard that for both, although I've also heard that that's a myth. and that...
No, I actually did it once.
Did you really? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But I can't remember. The summer solstice, it was either summer solstice or the equinox. I think it was the equinox.
Okay, okay, sure.
I mean, equinox just sounds... I mean, equinox sounds more like it should be a balanced egg, right?
Right,
equinox.
Yeah, equinox.
Equinox. Well, equa, right? I don't know.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I have all these assumptions that some... You know, I have the right idea for the wrong reason.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we thought what we'd talk about... You know, everybody I know loves the fall, with the possible exception of my daughter, who didn't used to, but she apparently now does. Because she doesn't like the winter.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She's now become a fall convert. I don't know when it happened. I don't know why it happened. I take no personal responsibility for it. And I would love to say, well, listen to your mother. You know, the fall is the best. Because spring around here can be like, you know, you blink and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Summer,
mm-hmm.
This was an easy summer, but it's still not my fave. The stupid mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pet mosquito apparently here who's decided to take up lodging and just kind of flits around me and just outside of my ability
to get him.
I was talking with Sean. I said, wait a minute. And the mosquito must have heard me because he left. I don't think he went very far away. He's probably perched on my leg or something.
You know, here in Minnesota, we call those our state bird.
Well,
they're pretty common.
I'll send you this one.
Yeah, there
I just,
you go.
You know, I'm listless. I don't step on ants, and, I don't like snakes, but I wouldn't hurt them. But, you know, mosquitoes, man, die.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Thinking, if I could go back to the Ark and say, don't take the mosquitoes. We don't need them. They serve
right.
No function. They just are problem. All right, at any rate, I'm whining. All right, the fall. We like the first hard frost because it kills the mosquitoes.
There you go.
Much.
Now you're talking.
And I was in New Jersey over the weekend, as I mentioned. Saw one tree that had turned. Japanese.
Seen a couple now, too.
And a Japanese... maple or plum? I don't. Anyway, it was bright orange. It was beautiful.
Ah, beautiful.
Somebody sent me a picture from Maine, and they've already started there. It's already sort of.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah. Well,
the New England leaf season.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, have you done that? Have you ever gone?
I haven't, and I need to.
It's a fun thing to do. Yeah. Actually, a couple of years ago, I actually did, because I went to school in Boston, so I'd seen a lot, and it's fun to do. The only problem about actually doing it during the season is there's a huge amount of traffic, and number one. Number two, you can't stay any place because everything's booked because that's where everybody wants to go. So you either need to go just before the season or just after, or I guess just put up with it. The older I get, the less I'm really happy about crowds.
Yeah.
And the fact that I lived in the most popular city in America, I have ways of avoiding.
Wow, yeah.
I'm good at it, yeah.
We kind of have our own little miniature New England leaf season here in Minnesota, but it's up on the north shore of Lake Superior. And so it's kind of the same thing where people just every hotel is crowded and
you drive slowly and by the end of it it's
not that fun anymore.
Yeah, not my fate. but we did the whole thing about pumpkin, which is pumpkin is good for you, pumpkin flavor not so good.
Pumpkin spice, yeah.
Watch out for your lattes. Very fattening and huge, and pumpkins aren't. Pumpkins are great. Pumpkin pie is good. I think pumpkin pie isn't terribly good for you either. And the pecan pumpkin pie with
it's
the chocolate thing on it, I can definitely tell you that's not very good for you. It's delicious.
Sure tastes good, yeah. Good for the spirit, at least.
Yeah, so we've got Halloween, which is, a favorite American holiday because I'm convinced one of the reasons it's... Did you know that Halloween is like something about the second or something... biggest holiday in terms of expenditures, and
I finally figured out what it
was. It's costumes.
Yeah, sure. People love being able to be somebody else, even a scary monster for an evening.
Well,
I think,
it's not only that. I mean, I think people like getting dressed up because it makes us feel like kids again. And my particular perception of Halloween is it allows men to dress like women and women dress like hookers, which is to say about
that's
our
about
society.
It. Yeah, right.
All right, so what's your favorite thing about the fall?
Well, I'm one of those people that loves Halloween. I love it. Yeah, I love taking the kids out. I love seeing them get excited about the whole thing. So that's definitely one of my favorite things.
Do you do hay rides and pumpkins and stuff like that?
We do it all. In fact, I would imagine sometime very soon we'll be going to this little pumpkin farm, the apple farm that we go to.
And, do you go pick apples and
yep,
stuff like
yep,
that?
Yep, we actually pick apples, pumpkins? Pick pumpkins, yep, yep.
When I was a kid growing up, I grew pumpkins at
oh, really?
The people
okay.
next door. Mm-hmm. And the idea was at some point after Halloween, you know, because they would rot, that you actually smashed pumpkins.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which is kind of a fun thing to do. I kind of, you know, it's one of those horrible things to admit about my own personality is that I understand why people throw bricks through glasses. There's something absolutely satisfying about it. You have to clean it up, and it's destructive, so I don't do it.
Right.
But I actually worked one summer when I was a kid at the May B&F in Denver, and I worked in the bridal's not the bridal salon, the bridal registry, which is where they have all the fancy china and crystal and stuff.
Sure.
And when anything came in with any imperfections, you had to break it by law. And they put me in charge of breaking things. And there's something like dropping a $250 crystal vase that is so satisfying.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And, you know, man, I'm in the anti, you know, we all get together, we all talk, kumbaya. Okay, but there's something really satisfying about it. And smashing a pumpkin. I mean, you were supposed to, it was part of what you did because if you smash the pumpkin, then it can be kind of mulched into the soil.
Okay, sure.
Which is really good for the soil. As opposed to if you just let it rot, apparently, it doesn't mulch as well. So we got to go out and smash pumpkins.
Nice. We grew pumpkins as well as a kid, but it seemed like the deer always did the smashing for us before we could ever use them. So I think my mom kind of gave up at some point. The deer would just demolish them. They'd eat them and smash them, and so we never ended up getting much of a crop of those pumpkins.
Oh dear. Well, we have a lot of deer.
Yeah. No pun intended, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
All right. So what we've got. So your tradition is taking your kids out. Mine, you know, I just like that time of year. I mean, I think it's fun to be out. I like the clothes. Although I must say, I saw somebody who looked great. But she'd already gotten her winter clothes out. She had on a wool dress with a cowl neck and leather belt and boots. And I thought, not yet.
Yeah.
I mean, she looked great, but she'd also look like not yet. And it's not fall yet.
I'm kind of that way, too. I'm a little overzealous. I like fall clothes. I like
flannel shirts, I'll bet.
No, I'm not much of a flannel guy. Actually, today I'm wearing an Argyle sweater.
Whoa.
So, how's that for fall?
I'm still into my summer stuff. I started layering jackets on it and stuff. But, you know, I figure I'm going to be in boots and tights and short skirts for the next 6 months. So I don't really want to make it 6 months in 2 weeks.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I mean, you hate to be the last person standing. There are still people wandering around here in flip-flops and shorts.
Oh, I believe it,
It's not really warm enough to do that.
Yeah.
But, I get it, that some people just love the summer and the ease of summer. You know, just the clothing that says, okay, no worries.
Yeah, I jumped out of bed.
So let's hear what traditions, because there's always the back-to-school tradition.
That's true, and I know my kids have traditionally gotten very excited that time of year, even though... no kid likes it too much by the middle of the year, I suppose. Some of them do, but it seems like, when they're first going back, there's that excitement. They're going to see their friends again and get to buy some new supplies and clothes and all that. So, yeah.
Well, and your kids are young, though.
Yeah. Well, I do have my oldest is 19, so she went through the whole thing.
So, is she college?
Yes. Yep.
Good.
Yep. Chemistry major.
Good for her.
Yep.
So, I mean, and for me, I told Shane the story off the air because my birthday is in the fall, and the circus always comes down to town in the fall. And one year I got to be the ringmaster, which is really, really fun. But the thing about circuses for me is, first of all, a huge number of people don't like clowns, which I didn't know about.
Yeah, count me in.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things that... And when it sort of goes along with the thing when I lived in Boston, there would be three circuses. There would be the Barnum & Bailey. There were always circuses that were coming to town. So, and I would always get invited to them. So I would take obviously my daughter, and one of them I think was on my birthday. So I'm saying to my daughter, and I would let her eat like one piece of junk food an hour, I think is what, because circuses don't break down into, this was Three Rings or something. It's not like you can, like when we went to the movie, she was allowed one piece of junk food per movie, but sometimes there were eight movies in a weekend, so, I was poisoning her. not really. But you have to plan your junk accordingly. But so I said to her in this kind of whiny mom kind of way of, look, I'm bringing you to the circus. It's my birthday. Could you not be such a brat? And she said, Mom, I hate circuses. So she just never told me. She'd like, I assume that was true. So she didn't like circuses.
Big don't up. Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That would be a great thing to do, 855-99-DR-JOY. And I just got my invitation. I think part of the reason circuses were on my mind is I just got my invitation to the Big Apple Circus, which is one of the things. It's a great show, especially for kids, because at one point I did this thing for Lighthouse for the Blind, which was is probably the thing in all the things I've ever done in my life, the thing I prepared the most for, because I was so nervous about it, of doing, we took 50 kids, maybe it was 100, it was a lot of kids, to the circus, and they were all blind. And we had a private radio network for them, so I transmitted it. They all had little headphones. And, you know, how do you describe the circus to somebody who can't see? And what I realized was how many things involve fire in the circus. And you can't say something is big, so I would say something is four daddies tall. And color presumably doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So, you know, a whole bunch of metaphors. And it was the most challenging thing I think I've ever did, because, you know, I just wanted to do such a good job. And at one point they gave the kids popcorn and Coke, and the Coke had a piece of Saran wrap over the top of it, and they were all filled so full that I just had this vision of this entire tsunami of Coke coming down to wash me away, which didn't. The kids were great. And at one point, some kid just leaned over and was patting my shoulder. They were just wonderful. And then they got to go down and feel the elephant's tusk and the elephant's legs. It was a wonderful experience. It was just, I was so nervous about it because I thought, this is really important to do a good job. And the ways that we traditionally define things were not going to work. And realizing how much fire, and fire, obviously, if you're blind, is a terrifying kind of thing. Even more, I think, for those of us who are sighted. In fact, I just read an interesting article about fighting forest fires, but we'll talk about that another time. Because it doesn't really have anything to do with... Well, I guess it does. It has to do with fall. Yeah. Basically, what they're saying is that lightning strikes the earth like a gazillion times every minute, literally. And so anything on the earth that's been around for the last 400,000 years is fire-resistant and fire, essentially, retardant, or that they survive fires. And that the whole point is that we've gotten in the habit of fighting forest fires because people are building homes where they shouldn't build
homes. When the forests actually need those in a lot of cases.
Yeah, exactly. It's how the forest repopulates. And they were talking about a 300 to 500 year old tree that obviously survived probably at least 40 different forest fires, but was completely decimated and devastated by firefighters. Yeah. So the idea being that we're probably doing something that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. At any rate, there's a lot of that going around. That if a fire is in an area that doesn't challenge anybody, you let it burn itself out, and it will, and it's good for the forest. Apparently, it's how forests rebirth themselves. I know every once in a while, I think we need to listen a little bit more to the rhythms of the universe, which we're not terrifically good at. All right, let's hear what some people if we don't finish this up, we can do it. So tell me about some traditions that folks have for this.
Sure.
Program.
Well, actually, we do have Brian calling in here right now too. I kind of wants to talk about those sort of things.
Let's put Brian on.
Yeah, here we go.
I didn't see him. Thank you.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Joe.
Brian, you're on the air. Howdy.
Hey. Yeah, I called your wrong number. I got the other number, and I thought it was 800. I got the survey or something about the travel cruise or something. Anyway,
mine's an 855 number. It's still toll free, but it's 855.
Anyway, I was just going to say, I don't know if a lot of people know about it, but yesterday I found out it was Constitution Day.
Okay.
And I just am going to suggest that a lot of people, if they feel so inclined, to check out the Constitution or read a little bit about the Constitution. And a lot of people don't really, I mean, even I have forgot a lot of stuff. Anyway, quite interesting, and
that's a great idea.
Remember some of the rights that you have that are a lot of them are being taken away from us and challenged and stuff now with all the situation, the guns and gun rights also. Anyway, and some of my favorite movies, some of them are older ones, but Caddyshack.
Well, now we weren't talking. Let me just listen. I'm delighted to have you call, but we were talking not about favorite movies per se, but movies that should be in high schools.
Oh, I thought you were talking about current movies or favorite movies.
Although I would have had a lot of fun watching Caddyshack in high school.
Caddyshack, yeah.
Maybe Forrest Gump might be one.
Did you know Forrest Gump was just reissued, like, last week in three...
Yeah, I just saw the whole thing for the first time. I'd seen parts of it before for the first time.
You know what else is going to be reissued, which would be great to go in high school, is Gone with the Wind.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
They're having two theatrical events, I think sometime in October. I just saw it last night.
African Queen?
Yeah, although I'm not sure that that's a high school movie.
It's an old one, but I think it'd be good for school, too.
Why? What would African Queen teach high school students?
Oh.
That Catherine Hepburn was...
along with other people and...
Well, they didn't get along very well.
Well, I mean, sort of they did, but...
You didn't like that movie.
But, the Pumpkins?
Yeah?
I'm out here in Tacoma, Washington, and we have our Washington State Fair is going on right now at Puyallup. And just a little bit. I went there. Anyway, they always have a pumpkin growing contest, and the biggest pumpkin this year, I think, was around 1,200 pounds.
1,200?
Wow. And
how big was
it? You wouldn't believe seeing these things. They have to bring them in on a pallet, and they're, oh, man, some of them are 6 or 7 feet across.
Wow.
5 feet.
That is a pumpkin not to be messed with.
I mean, yeah.
That is a serious pumpkin.
Yeah, and we have some of the, these are some of the biggest pumpkins ever grown in the world, I guess, that are around here.
That would make me a little nervous. I would be afraid of the pumpkins taking over the world at that size. I don't know. I'm that Great Dane that was like 8 feet tall when it was on its legs. I don't know. Makes me.
Yeah. Anyway, you got a great show and keep it up.
Well, thank you. Yeah, go carve a pumpkin. Go put joy in a pumpkin.
Oh, and the thing about single people in the different cities. Yeah, I was going to say probably New York or L.A. or.
It's not L.A. L.A. isn't even in the top 10. New York's second, and the first was San Francisco, which I actually got.
And
D.C.
Seattle was right up there.
Yeah, it is. Seattle's, I think, what, fourth or fifth?
I think it was, fourth, I think, yeah.
Yep.
I'm a single person, too. I'm like 63 years old. Anyway, love your show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-3759. Well, I mean, clearly he was listening to the show and wanted to comment about it.
Yeah,
everything.
And I'll tell you what, he brought up one good thing that I had forgotten about, but fairs. Fall is fair.
Yeah.
You know, late summer, early fall is fair season. I love going to the fair.
I do, too. I like cattle auctions, too.
Do you really?
I never would have guessed that. I like livestock auctions. I like farm implement auctions.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah,
huh?
I do. I love farm machinery because it is so functional, and some of it is just beautiful. I mean, it reaps, it sows. You know,
cool.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's the engineer in me, I think, coming up. All righty, folks. Do not have a pumpkin latte. Just have some pumpkin. Well, not even pie. Just have a pumpkin. Carve a pumpkin. Cook a pumpkin. Pumpkins. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Coswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for market rep. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems. system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.